Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, as we roll along here with you from the Bats. We're over here in Greg Galliette's office where we talked with him a little bit earlier, and Pat Kelly, the manager, of course. And he is, we was just talking with them in the 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour. So now we got time for you. We have the... We have our militia that we are. I'm pleased at the response from the text line that, you know, we were nice. We tried to go through multiple emails, Andy and I, with TuneIn, and hey, these ads are popping up in the middle of the segment, and then it was just, well, what operating system? What? No, man, it's like they were trying to act like it didn't happen.
Happening all over.
Send it from an Android. Send it from an iPhone. Send it everywhere.
They decided to do it at some point.
Yeah. Right? I mean, and yeah, because yeah, their response, like, they're baffled by it. They have no idea, you know. And it's like, look, we understand you're going to run, you know, some of your, but it's like 3 minute breaks that happened in the middle of a segment I was totally unaware of. And, you know, so what we need and what we're asking from you, throw the text line or you can check Blankenbaker's Twitter feed. We need to fill up the tune-in contact, you know, feedback. Give them work. Tell them you're not happy with it. Dump the tea in the harbor.
That's right. So we've got a matzo pie gift card for the best one.
Yeah.
Plus
case of focus.
Case of focus code. And Troy Tuberville is going to throw in a cocktail kickboard. So,
okay.
You know, so
all right.
We got that. So that's,
yeah. So somebody just sent them. They're sending me. I'm getting screenshots all over the place. What an awful app. I'll be tuning out until the random ad interruptions stop when trying to listen to a game on ESPN 680, 93.9 The Ville in Louisville. Your app continues to throw up random commercials, not during commercial breaks, but during the actual broadcast. What type of service is that? Why should I continue to tune in when the service is incredibly bad? Just because our team is awful this year does not mean your service needs to be awful. In fact, it means it should be even better. Do better. I'll hang up and listen. So there you go. They wanted,
there we go.
I like the end. So
the ESPN Louisville app is at your disposal, too, if you want to download that.
And we got a response. We got a response.
Oh, really?
From somebody who sent it in. Hello, this person. Thank you for contacting us regarding this issue. My name is Chisana. I'm more than happy to assist you. Before I can assist you, I will need more information. Can you please answer the following? What time intervals are you hearing these ads within the program? Again, these are answers like, oh, what? What's happened?
Oh, my God.
Can you describe the...
Yeah. Check your log where you ran ads.
We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for your time. Yes, Chisana, you're going to get a lot of work today.
Yeah.
Chisana, we need, again, this is our militia, and we are dumping the tea in the harbor.
Tom Ford, you know, we ask you to respond whenever...
Tried to be nice.
When there's a tornado, you respond. When there's cram in the van, you respond. This costs you nothing.
Yeah.
Just log in and give them some work.
Yeah, anybody who wants, I'm just sending it. TuneIn does. Here's the thing. TuneIn doesn't suck. Oh, it says I always use iHeart, no ads. You don't think iHeart has ads? What planet are you on? I mean, like, I have to listen to, like, 2 minutes before if I want to listen to something on there.
Oh, yeah, every single time. You know, but our app, I think, is a really strong app. I've listened to it for a long time. You know, I mean, typically do when I'm driving. So it's...
I'm a company guy. I just don't... I love TuneIn. TuneIn was one of the first ones that we worked with. I had a great contact there.
Yeah.
They've been super supportive. until now. I mean, my contact has disappeared. So, you know, he's a good person, probably left the company.
I don't know what service my Google Home uses. Or like Alexa, when I listen to Alexa.
No, it does. It tells you Alexa. If you say, "Play Alexa, play 939 The Ville," it'll tell you, "Play 939 The Ville on iHeartRadio," or playing or on TuneIn. But you can say, "Hey, Alexa, play 939 The Ville on TuneIn or on iHeart." You can.
I didn't know that.
If you don't say that, it can.
It just picks.
You don't notice when you say play Alexa?
I never really listened. Never paid attention. Never really paid
attention. The details you notice and stuff like that.
Yeah, never really paid attention to that.
This guy. I don't know, man.
Andy, by the way, texted in.
Yeah.
And he was like, "What?" You were giving me crap about the promos.
Yeah.
He goes, "Why does Dieter do his own promos?"
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I was like, "I don't know."
See, my thing with the promos is
93.9 Old Studio.
The morning show promo is the most difficult promo to run.
Because we don't know what we're
talking
about.
Preview, like, what I don't know is going to happen that night.
Let's preview Louisville's going to their big win over Pittsburgh.
Look, Lloyd Gardner's going to tell you a story from the 60s. You want to tune in?
I didn't know that Lloyd was going to be on.
Right.
And I knew that we were going to
But Lloyd's on every Tuesday. Yeah.
Right.
Previewing the Pitt game. Yeah. And we're going to do trivia.
But we did fail to mention that we were going to be at Slugger Field, though. That was the only thing we failed to mention.
Because I didn't tell. Wait, did you know about that point?
When I recorded it, I did not remember, even though we had gotten an email from John Salzman months ago.
You know, I just think the morning show is the toughest one because news happens after, you know, what time am I going to cut that thing? I don't know. It's always been.
So Jack Grossman's burner has written in.
Oh, yeah?
It says, "Why do you keep playing ads during content-filled segments on 680 and 93.9 DeVille? I won't truly know how poorly of a job Kenny Payne is doing at the University of Louisville if I have to keep listening to ads to pop up during the segment. Let me hear the sheriff tell me about money phones, Clemson officials, and soap. Let me hear Drew talk about tennis, Florida trips, and his hatred for the Cincinnati Bengals. Let me hear Bob not talk about sports at all. And let me hear missiles. Let me hear maybe tell me how Kenny Payne is going to turn J.J. Trainer into a lottery pick. And let me hear Andy laugh at the amazing sound bites of the day. Let me hear the round father veto."
Yeah. That is a P1 listener, man. That is fantastic. There we go. Oh, man. All right, 267-9680, but really probably just text away to the UPS jobs text line at 437-9680. Let's see. As long as it's not the blue coats, we're done with that. What do you got in your sheet of lies over there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I just think, you know, tonight's game is. I don't know that there's a lot of intrigue to it. I mean, that we haven't really talked about it a lot. I mean, I think it's kind of telling when we have a basketball game that it's like we're going to Pittsburgh. It's February 7th. This is around the time where we're checking bracketology and it's like I struggle to find analysis or talking points for the basketball program, and this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really tough, and that's hard for me to wrap my brain around this.
Yeah, and I'm realizing, and I've said this, I don't really care that much about the sport right now because nothing – like watching Duke get absolutely smashed last night.
I enjoyed it.
And I'm like, okay, good. But I'm like, I should really – really enjoy this a lot more.
Yeah.
I'm just like, eh.
I enjoyed Duke losing. And part of me enjoyed it because it's Duke. The other part of me enjoyed it because I knew that James Schriebel was going to, like, just be really happy about it, you know? And I was just, like, imagining him and how happy he would be knowing that Shire is, like, just – he's got a lot of talent on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not coaching it. Like, he's got – loads of talent on that team, loads of talent coming in, and it's not like coaching matters.
Yeah.
Coaching matters. Look at John Shire at Duke today. You know, he's got tons of it. So, yeah, I took a little bit of a joy out of just thinking about James watching that game.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't – I'm looking at – and then the Kansas-Texas game's on, and I've got some stupid app where I can make Rick Pitino look like he's singing House of the Rising Sun on it. And
that was
more entertaining to me. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and I know Kansas had that run where they were not really great And but they are playing good basketball now. To beat Texas, that's a really good Texas team. I realize Chris Beard's not there for that program, but they're strong, and you know they'll probably end up faltering because he's not there in the end. But I mean, Kansas is playing some excellent basketball. I don't know that Purdue's going to win the national championship. I kind of hope they don't because I want the Big Ten streak to live forever. I want them to go 23 years without an NCAA championship. So I'm into basketball now. I'm into it. We don't matter.
I mean, your bitterness is keeping you in.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well,
good.
I'm rooting for Mick, UCLA.
Yeah.
Richard, okay. Rick up in Iona. I'm rooting for our guys.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin Willard, even though he was kind of a jerk to me.
What did he do?
Well, I asked him, what is the – but, you know, he's –
he wasn't a jerk to me. You had an entrapment question he asked and you wouldn't take the bait.
He didn't know who I was.
But he wasn't going to take the bait.
Yeah.
Because you asked him what about
– You know, you've been here. You know what this place looks like.
You mad at program stinks right now?
You know, and then what is your impression of the Louisville basketball program at the moment?
Mm-hmm. That's you being an angel. Yes, that's you being. Yeah, and the answer is not my problem.
Not
yes.
my problem.
Yes. Nope.
We did get Mr. Football committed to Louisville.
Okay, is this the Bull at East guy? Or is
Bull at
this,
East.
I actually wrote this down because you can tell me a quality player is quarterback at Bull at East, but yeah. He's a preferred walk-on, which to me in this era means you're likely going to get a scholarship
at some point
because of all the transfers,
or you're gonna get enough practice tape to go play at a place where you will get a scholarship. I mean, that's really what you're looking
for. But he's the sixth Louisville area player to commit in this class.
Okay,
and so to me, that's saying we're opening some doors here. You may play, you may not. Preferred walk-on, but. I mean, you may not be good, but you know what? Bull at East might have somebody else that's really good. And that's what I'm seeing from Brom that I don't think the last few coaches kind of grasped.
Yeah. And, there are really good quality players, guys that, you know, you can add to your program as preferred walk-ons at Bull at East, out there at Collins and Shelby County, out there in Owensboro. The thing is like, those are places you're going to recruit eventually. Mm-hmm. They may not have a player this cycle that's like top 300, but they're going to have a top 300 at some point during your tenure here. So you're going to be able to get this. So we got the boogeyman, Sadiq Clements, out at Owensboro. But they always have players in the Owensboro area. They always do. So, you know, and then, yeah, Bullitt County, that's basically Louisville. And I think Travis, you know, he could end up being a player. He could be Will Stein.
And let me correct myself. As I was reading Jason Frank's article, he's the sixth Louisville area player to commit as a preferred walk-on.
That's right.
So there's more than even that.
Yeah,
I mean,
Michael
I read that.
Carter
right.
From Louisville is coming off the top of the
head. We got St. X linebacker Jackson
Woo Spencer.
Whatever. Did sales lineman James Glover, Tyson, okay. Bauer defensive end, Jaden Minkins, Trinity punter Carton Schwartz, and Eastern lineman Quintez Thomas. So
right.
Those are just the preferred walk-ons. Forget the players that have on scholarship.
And I think Jaden Minkins, you know, I mean, I'll make a prediction. I'll say he definitely earns a scholarship by the time he's done at the University of Louisville. I just think he's a quality player, probably had some opportunities at the FCS level or even Group of Five level, and he's choosing to come here because his dad played here, because his brother's here. He's a legacy kid. And, I think, you know, we don't appreciate our backyard like some of these other – like Nate Hobbs was at Mayo. He plays for the Raiders now. He played at Missouri. You telling me we couldn't find Nate Hobbs at Mayo High School? Like, we got to appreciate our backyard.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if this guy's ever going to play it down. Like, it doesn't – that part doesn't matter. It may end up being a great find, and, you know, he may be a great success story.
Yeah.
But he might not play it down. But I think you have to do this because your risk is minimal, you know, because preferred walk-on. And your upside is – maybe he's good. Maybe he helps you get somebody good. And I just don't think Satterfield cared about that at all. And I don't think Bobby did either. And they focus their efforts elsewhere. And of course, there are better players elsewhere. Of course, there are.
Yeah.
But what your downside is so little on this.
Yeah.
And in the relationship, build the relationship back up, and it's crazy.
So one of the things I think Charlie did a really nice job of, and John L., both those guys did a really great job of planting the seeds. Giving kids a chance, the greater majority of them ended up going the way of walk-ons. But, sometimes found George Bussey. Sometimes you found, a Daniel Brown, or was the kid, I'm trying to think of his name, can't remember his name. He ended up transferring to Western Kentucky, but he played for us. Holton, Shenard Holton. Mm-hmm. He was a running back out of Bowling Green and had, like, no ranking, started at Louisville at safety. Charlie found him.
Yeah.
Charlie found him. Like, sometimes you may not, but, like, if you can evaluate players, and John L. did it better than anybody. He could say, that kid's a player. He's got fundamentals. I can work with that.
Yeah.
You bring kids in as preferred walk-ons, and maybe they turn out to be walk-ons. Maybe they turn out to be Will Rabatain or Alex Cupper or George Bussey. Yeah. Sometimes you find one. And you got to have them anyway to practice. So.
Yeah, and so I think that's smart. I mean, again, I don't know what he's going to be, if anything, but like I said, I think it's really smart to do that. So
Hobbs played at Illinois. Excuse me, not Missouri. One Illinois, Missouri, not here.
Yeah, somewhere else.
Not at Louisville or Kentucky. And like Desmond Ridder. Okay, imagine Louisville adds Desmond Ridder as a preferred walk on.
Mm-hmm.
You're not using a scholarship on him, but he ended up being leading Cincinnati to the playoffs.
Starting quarterback in the NFL last week of the season,
yes,
last couple of weeks.
He's at St. X. You tell me you can't prefer walk on him?
I fault St. X for not throwing the ball enough. I
mean,
the fact that he had to go on Oaks Day, go out and pass, throw some passes, there wasn't enough footage, tells you maybe
okay,
he's been throwing football.
Fickle. Yeah. Could he saw enough to offer.
No, that was Tuberville.
Was it Tuberville that did it?
Yeah.
Golly. Tuberville was able to say, okay, I'll offer that kid.
After he sends me some footage on Oaks Day.
But
Oaks Morning.
But
yeah.
Somebody gave him a chance is
yeah.
the point. Somebody gave him an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I've got some texts into the text line here that are great. Hey, somebody who's contacting and support. Hi, Josh. Thanks for contacting us regarding this issue. Before I can assist you, I'll need the following information. Can you provide what station you're trying to connect to? Call letters, broadcast location, frequency. Okay, so we may have to update this. I may have to, because this is the nonsense they give you. We need to cut through this first line of defense.
Right.
Because then they're asking you, I am shocked.
We're so shocked.
This is happening. So they need call letters. Broadcast location, frequency. When the problem presents itself, does the issue happen with only one station or with multiple? Please send the URL of the station. What listener has the URL of the station? I mean, I don't think you can just copy and paste off a tune-in, can you? So we may have to do some work in advance for this.
Just to get all those obstructions.
Let's save everybody this. Whoever this is. Okay, let's save. I'm going to text this person back the information. Of call letter, URL address. I mean, really? I don't know how to find our URL address.
That's their way of getting us to go away.
They're trying to, yes, exactly. They're trying to get you to go away, which they're trying to do with me
don't
and Andy.
Let them tax
so
the
they're,
tea.
They're, yes, we're
don't
throwing the tea in the harbor
the
today, y'all. We are throwing the tea in the harbor. I'm trying to see, can you, you can't even find the URL from the app. So here's what we need to provide. I will text this listener back this information and then cut and paste it so that everyone has it.
Okay.
So that we get past this BS. Because Anthony and Shoshana, y'all going to have bad days. It's going to be a bad week at work for you at TuneIn.
In the TuneIn ticket office, it's going to be bad.
Yes. So, WHBE, Louisville. All right. What we got here? And then, yeah, I'll find this in the break. So
I'll retweet it out. You get it all lined up for me. I'll retweet it. And so then we'll get it out there so that everybody knows how to get through some of these objections.
That's texture. FYI, Bullitt County is not basically Louisville. What are you talking about?
It's just
it's a little area.
South of Louisville.
It's a bordering county.
Yeah, it's part of the – when I think Bullitt County, I think it's part of the South End.
I do.
I know at some point it stops, but, like, for me – What college
you
is –
You knew here?
What city is closest to Bullitt County than Louisville?
Yeah, it's the Louisville area. Sorry. Sorry if you don't want to claim them. Yeah.
Yeah, E-Town. You want to claim Barshown, E-Town, be my guest. Great towns.
Yeah.
But it's the Louisville area. Just like Oldham County, just like Shelby County.
Go yell Jason Frakes, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we've got Southern Indiana, also part of Louisville, Clarksville, Jeffersonville, New Albany, all part of Louisville. The federal government sees it that way, and I do too.
By the way, Luke Hancock's just waking up to the text I sent you guys last night of the Patino stuff. So he's like, wow, that was unexpected. Yeah, that's how bored I was last night.
Do we know what time? Does that mean that we know what time Luke Hancock wakes up in the morning?
No, no. He's been up, worked out, already made money in the foreign markets, and getting ready for the U.S. market to open up. What are you talking about? Does more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day, like the old Army slogan. Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man.
He had a North Carolina jersey on for the Jordan Day, 2023. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was wearing Jordans and stuff like that. And, like, people were, like, giving him crap about
it. Oh, my God.
I'm like, it's the ACC Network. We're celebrating Michael Jordan. What's the problem? And, like, people were so mad at Haley Van Lith for wearing blue shoes. And I'm like, she's getting money for those blue shoes, guys.
So you're okay with the blue shoes?
Well, they weren't UK blue.
Okay.
They were
they
were that color Bats jersey blue.
Okay.
You know, the Mashers blue, if you will. And so if it means that our players get money to wear a certain product, yeah, I'm okay with it.
It just can't all be these Kentucky things on the record.
Blue. It just cannot be Kentucky blue.
Okay.
That's where I draw the line.
Okay. Let's see. So Phil is sending me the URLs because Texter's right. They're just trying to get you to do the upgraded app. I'm fine with, but acknowledge that. They're acting like, what? This is happening?
Yeah, happened?
I can't believe such a thing would happen.
How much is the upgraded app?
It's like $10.
I mean, is it one time $10 fee?
Look, I haven't paid TuneIn since the day I got it.
Okay.
And I can pause it on it's easier to listen to Paul that way. I don't want to market their app for him here.
So it's a one time $10 deal? Not $10 a month, because that's a different story.
I think you can check it out. I don't know. Okay. I haven't paid him ever, other than the first time. Let's see. So, I mean, TuneIn pulls him from the website. So he's going to, Phil is sending me those. But I think Phil sent me the same address. But we'll get this sorted out for you. We'll give you all this information. These are important things.
It says it's $7.99 a month after a 7-day trial or $70 a year.
What do you get for that?
You get every MLB and NHL game.
Okay, see, I think that's the sports upgrade. I think there's just like a—I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it is. I just know maybe I got grandfathered in.
Free music, less ads.
Yeah, I haven't done so. Yeah, don't pay for it.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't do it.
We'll get back to that. We've got coming up. Trivia coming up. That's what I was trying to figure out.
Lee's written trivia for us. I'm excited about it.
Okay.
I'm imagining Lee's going to ask us Super Bowl questions.
Yeah, you better been studying Super Bowl questions.
We should have gotten something that's formerly somewhere. So, like, what was at the corner of
thing? Right.
So I'm excited to hear about that, Lee.
Well, I threw some Bats questions, too, since you're there.
Oh, some Louisville Bats questions as well for trivia. So that's exciting.
So we got that. We got that to look for.
If we had Biscuit with us, we'd be fine because Biscuit's like the big expert on the Louisville Bats.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we can come up with. Hopefully we'll have Rummage there in studio. Oh, a couple of things. The golf documentary is coming out.
Oh yeah.
On Netflix. I guess within the next week or so. It sounds like. So we will find out if we made the cut for the Justin Thomas interview, because I saw him like a Miller Lite promo with like Tony Romo and Alex Morgan and Justin. They were watching the Justin Thomas.
When is the date? When's the date?
I don't know. I just know it's coming soon. I don't know. Now, my dad says he uses a TuneIn app when he's in Florida and he hasn't paid anything.
Huh.
And so I don't know. He may have gotten, I don't know if he paid like, I mean, I literally think I paid $5 like 5 years ago. So
full swing.
Yeah. That's Netflix documentary. And yeah, I don't know when. I just saw coming soon, so I know we're getting close.
February 15th.
Oh, we're really close. Next week.
A week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you'll finish up Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And you say, "Sorry, honey."
Fake holiday.
The next day is Full Swing Day, and I needed to see if Diener Blankenbaker and Clint Glasscock made it in the Full Swing documentary.
Yes. Well, you would be there too, right? Or were you not?
Yeah, I mentioned.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh. But I think
didn't think you'd leave yourself out.
No. We all signed.
We had to sign.
We all signed Netflix things, and I'll probably get cut, and then because Justin probably like that guy doesn't think I'm from Louisville. Get him out.
I mean, the funny part is if you were the only one that made it somehow,
right? Yeah. Bullitt County's part of Louisville. Harmony Landing, Not.
When he takes a position, he does not alter it. There it is right there. I wish I'd thought of that.
There you go. I gave it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, you dunked it yourself. We got that. I was looking as well. I guess one of the scouting services for the NFL had the scouting report on, it was Pro Football Network, on Malik Cunningham. Mm. And he's probably seventh rounder to free agent, not right. Drafted.
Had a nice Senior Bowl.
But there, and you know, the constant thing they came back to is, you know, not strong enough arm, strengths were down, you know, high energy athleticism, good pocket management. Like, look, I don't think he's an NFL quarterback, but at all. But how much would the Niners like to have been able to take a practice squad guy, activate him in that championship game? I look at that and I go, well, you wouldn't want to have him all year, but when your quarterback can't throw the ball, literally can't throw the ball, and you apparently aren't going to run the Wildcat.
He's going to have Tommy John, right?
Right. Wouldn't you keep a guy like, not necessarily him specifically, but maybe, around? But if the Niners, would they like to have had him in the conference championship game?
Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about, like, these taxi squad guys that they have here in minor league baseball that, you know, guys that can float up and back. Like, you know, I've always said that, like, I always felt like practice squads need to be a little bit bigger in the NFL because they don't cost them that much money. They pay them $60,000 to $70,000 a year when they're not called up to play.
On a prorated basis.
Yeah, and so it's, you know, and you could develop more.
Like, well, you've got to have the emergency quarterback rule. Was a just absolute. Here's how the rule works against you. You have one of your three biggest games of the year, and it's totally uninteresting because they went through two quarterbacks. Which, with the day of concussions, is, you know, it's not that difficult to do. Your first guy gets injured on a weird play. Next guy hit, concussed. Now you don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it used to be that there you could designate before the game an emergency quarterback. And if you put him in before an injury, you had to take out, like, your starter. So it had to be injury, you know, related. So you would only do it, okay, you know, putting him in means, you know, Purdy can't come in. Okay.
Then he can't come back. Yeah.
Yeah. So people wouldn't abuse the rule.
Sure.
But having an emergency quarterback, and, like, to me, that would be the perfect kind of duel, you know, dual threat quarterback where, you know, he's probably not the best pocket passer in the world, but in emergency, true emergency situation, the defense doesn't know what he's capable of, what he's not capable of. He might be the kind of guy that, you know, in a situation like that, I bet the Niners wish they had him in the conference championship.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, Malik is a good runner. He actually throws a really nice deep ball. He's awful in the short to intermediate game. That's just the truth.
High risk, high reward. Dude might come in, be 1 for 7, but a bomb touchdown, and he runs one in, and you're in the game.
And that changes the game for the 49ers. You know, so I also think that quarterback is a developmental position. Think about, like, Geno Smith and the year that he just had. He was able to stick around the league for a long time. Also, think about it from college. Who was just in the national championship game? Stetson Bennett at 25 and Max Duggan at, like, 22, 23 years old. Those guys, nobody wanted them.
Yeah.
But they
Stetson
were able
Bennett
to,
would be another guy you'd use in that circumstance.
They were able to stick around, and then all of a sudden they're really valuable. The NFL, they're always trying to protect the quarterback and, you know, find the next young one. Maybe the idea is to, like, hang on to a few of these guys for a little while longer.
Just don't want to pay them. It's funny, you know. It's funny. They'll pay the $50 million for Mahomes, but, you know, $500,000 for the third string quarterback. We got to cut budget somewhere.
Or even like keep a 27-year-old on the practice squad.
There are rules, though. The older you get, or the more experience you get, and you got to pay more. But I don't pretend to know.
Quarterback's just such a valuable position. You don't want your NFC Championship to get derailed because you're out of quarterbacks. You know,
it's total failure. This is a total failure.
And then I was listening to Keyshawn. And he was like, this is before Brady retired. Mm-hmm. He goes, Tom Brady should go to the 49ers because they have the best offensive left tackle in football. They'll protect him. And I'm like, they just went through like five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
All of them got season enders.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to protect Brady? Like, what are you talking about right now, man?
I wouldn't call it safe place.
No.
I mean, I really don't.
No, we went through Lance, Garoppolo, Purdy, down to Josh Johnson. Like, what are we doing?
All right, we will come back. We are over here with the Louisville Bats. You can go on to batsbaseball.com, and you can buy the 3-game pack that includes Thunder right now. You can buy the merchandise. as well and find out all the different uniforms we're going to be wearing this year as we are broadcasting live from over here. Time to buy a car, Huffman Auto Group. That's where I tell you to turn to. That's where I bought two straight cars out there at Acura at Oxmoor, and that's where it's starting to get a little bit more inventory. When you look online there, starting to get some new inventory, but that's one of those that you probably want to, you know, speak for in advance. And order that, and you know, they will take great care of you over there. Mike Stack has been over there for years. I mean, I bought two cars over there, Mike Stack. So it tells you the type of people that are there for a long time. They know what they're talking about. They care about the customer. And, you know, it's you're not going to run any nonsense over there. And you're going to have 7-day like it or exchange it promise. You're going to have, you know, whether it's new or used, you're going to have maintenance on it for 2 years. You're going to have all that for you over there at the Huffman Auto Group. And, again, Acura at Oxmoor is where I bought two straight cars. And when you get over there to Acura at Oxmoor, be sure to tell me you heard us talk about them right here on the Diener Show.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Casting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Hey, we got Louisville for you tonight. Coming your way at 7 o'clock, 5:30 with the pregame. We'll have Paul Rogers and I believe Bob Vivano. I'll be doing that one. Any significance of that? It was kind of obscure U2 song, but I like it. Walk-on. I remember a highlight video being put together.
Well, y'all talking about walk-ons.
Oh, yes. Walk-on.
Bullock County walk-ons.
Look at that. Yeah. I didn't think of putting it that way. I like that.
Not a lot of U2 in Bullock County, I don't think.
It was a Bullock County resident or former resident on the back in studio. We might have a word with you.
I don't know. Rummage. You listen to a lot of YouTube? A lot of YouTube?
Well, now, I don't know about YouTube, but now there's a lot of Full Swing Day in my life.
Oh.
At least the happenings around me. That's kind of, you guys gave a specific date for Full Swing Day. I was like, oh, I thought that was Thursday. Did I miss that?
I thought Full Swing Day was 15th.
What? Norton Commons, it's week.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
Oh, that's just a bomb right there.
Is it Thursday already?
I don't know.
Where's the pineapple?
You see those upside down pineapples?
Where's that pineapple?
Man?
I don't know. That's the McLean.
That is
an entrance, man.
Yeah.
That is it.
Well.
Yes. So what did you think of the text they're asking, suggesting that perhaps Bullock County not part of Louisville area?
No, crazy. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen. Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. Please wipe your – I don't know what was on your hands, but please wipe them off before you touch me again.
What's he doing?
I don't know. He's just invaded the
Nick?
Show.
Yeah.
Listen, I grew up in Shepherdsville. When somebody was like, where are you from? I was like, oh, you know, Louisville.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's absolutely, I mean,
yeah,
the metro area-ish. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's not.
So if you were in a cab, you wouldn't say I'm from Bullock County.
Let me end it for you. That texter, I'll say right off the bat, go to the 6th and 7th regions. They're the Louisville regions.
Yeah, that's a good
All
point.
All the Bullock County schools are in the 6th and 7th region. I mean, they play in the Louisville region. So if Bullet East, you can't say, Well, on one hand, the 6th and 7th region gets screwed at the state tournament every year, which they do. But, you know, that's a whole other argument. And then say, well, you know, not if it's the Bullitt County Schools. Like, no, it's part of it.
But I think you have less of a chance of being screwed by the refs there if they're like in the fight, Bullitt County's in the finals.
Okay, that's that. Yeah, I'll eat that argument.
Stipulate
yes.
a little there, but not much.
Hey,
know.
Really, on a serious note, that Egan kid, he's good.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's good. His whole family, man. His dad held records at Bullitt East. Like, his mom played basketball here. I mean, their whole family is insanely athletic, and that kid's good. Now, I'm not saying he's like, I'm not doing the typical Steve, like, oh, no, we just got, like, the secret Tom Brady. I'm saying, though, like, in 3 years, if somebody goes down and he comes in and wins five, six games to finish the season out under Jeff Brohm, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, he's a good player. Yeah.
Wow.
He's probably, I mean, he's as good as Aiden. I mean, if Aiden O'Connell can start for Purdue and take Purdue to a Big Ten title game as a walk-on, like, Egan's every bit of that. He's a good player. Yeah, I'll just throw it out there. He's
but I mean,
player.
I just think it's great. I mean, there's no downside. I mean, you take a chance on that, and I mean, it's just crazy to have not been doing more of this to me.
No, what's he taking? Seven walk-ons, I think, mm-hmm. from around this area.
This is the sixth. Yeah, this is the sixth Louisville area walk-on. That's where the whole conversation started. The Frakes article: Bullitt County is not Louisville area. Yeah, it is.
Man. Well, you want to know the best thing about our walk-ons now, though?
What?
Is we won't have seven of them starting, probably.
yeah.
You take a flyer, and then when
maybe get
two
one.
Or three of them work out, great. Yeah, I'm tired with half my defense. It was like, oh, no, it's a great story. Yeah, the whole defense walk-ons.
So, Steve, you liked Aiden O'Connell up there at Purdue?
I mean, no, I mean, you know, this year, I thought he was okay. I mean, what, last year and this year, right? I mean, he did pretty good.
Yeah. I just didn't think you liked AOC, that's all.
No, why would... Oh, well, no. You, okay, now we're talking different.
Yeah. Boy, you guys have snuck in.
The
I
other
thought,
one,
man,
the other
Blanket one Baker's
me,
on it.
One can throw the football good. The other one makes me want to vomit my mouth. So, yeah.
Let's get the trivia. Yeah, good call, Lee. Yep.
There you go. That was good. You win, Mark.
Not that I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
What teams have only won one Super Bowl? There are five teams that have only won one Super Bowl.
Okay. Well, let's go through the NFC East. It's giant. They've all won multiple, right?
Yep.
Oh, wait, are the Eagles?
I was going to say, wasn't that the Eagles' first Super Bowl win?
No, they had two. Wait, what about like when Jaworski was there? Didn't they win?
I don't know.
Did the Raiders beat
Seattle?
The Eagles in the like 80, 81.
Seattle's only won the one, right?
Seattle's definitely
That's got to be one.
Yeah, that's definitely one.
Yeah, yeah.
Chargers, have they won one?
They have not won one, to my knowledge. Have they?
No.
The 80s? No, okay.
No.
Bengals haven't won any. Know that.
No.
Browns haven't won.
No Browns.
Ravens have won two, at least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's go.
Steelers have won a ton.
Let's go out AFC
Patriots
West.
Have won a ton.
Broncos have won multiple. Chiefs have won multiple.
Mm-hmm. Bucks have won multiple.
Yeah.
Who
else is in the AFC West? Am I forgetting?
Chiefs, Raiders,
Broncos,
and
Chargers.
Yeah. Okay. AFC East, you got Bills.
The Texans have never won one, right?
Correct.
No.
AFC East, you got Bills. Patriots won a few, I think.
Yeah. The Jets, have they only won one?
Oh, you know
that's
what?
That's probably
the Jets,
right.
The Jets, yeah. Yeah, that
that's
is.
It.
I bet Seattle and the Jets. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah for
yeah.
sure.
Okay, so let's go to, let's see, what's the Colts probably got one.
The Colts have one.
I think
Do
they've
they
got
have
the
more
one.
Than one? They've got the one in recent
Well,
time.
When Unitas won it, was it the Super Bowl?
I thought they won Super Bowl one.
But that wouldn't
And
be,
then they won the no, NF.
I thought the Chiefs won Super Bowl one.
Oh, maybe it wasn't. Yeah, maybe it wasn't.
Ooh.
You might be right, because I think when Unitas won it, it wasn't the Super Bowl.
What about the Saints? Did the Saints won? Did they win?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, the Saints.
Brees?
Yep. Yes,
That's
they beat
the
Colts.
They were the Aints.
Yeah, they beat the Colts.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So the Saints.
All right. What are my other – what divisions have we ignored here? There's
Carolina
win? Okay.
No, they lost both
Broncos.
Times.
Okay.
They've been there twice and lost twice.
Who else?
Falcons?
No, I don't think they've ever won one. No, I don't think they've ever won
no,
one.
No, they The only time I know they've been was when
Packers have won a ton.
Jamal
Anderson. Minneapolis or Minnesota.
I don't think they've ever won it.
Mm-mm. No, we had that one the other day.
It flamed out.
Right.
Titans never won it, right?
No.
Nope.
But they were the Oilers.
They still never won.
Oilers never won one?
I don't think so.
Bills.
The Bills never won it.
No.
They went to four straight, never won it.
Just naming teams.
It's got to be. Okay.
Ooh. What about the 85 Bears, the only Bears team to win the Super Bowl?
All right.
Oh. Yeah.
That's it. There we go.
Wow.
Right.
That was a good pull. I don't know why, but I never would have said the Bears.
You got one more.
Going down to
the
divisions, yeah. Oh, wait. I thought we had it.
No, it was five.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. It's five.
You did name them.
I mean, what about the Dolphins? Have the Dolphins?
Dolphins never 72.
72.
I think that's it. Is there one before that? It's either Dolphins.
They've not won. The Dolphins haven't won one in. I mean, since I've been alive. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, 72. Believe me, I know they have not won. Yeah, 72. But I don't know if they won one before that. Would be my only question.
They're playing this weekend.
Okay, so it's the Eagles. We've already said it. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It was Eagles.
Yeah.
So the Eagles, did they lose to the Raiders in that early 80s Super Bowl? Was that what it was?
Yes, 80.
Yeah, okay.
1980.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, Bats question. What are the three major league franchises that the Bats have been affiliated with?
Cardinals, Reds, and Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Very good.
Mr. Frickin' Baseball over here.
Now, who is the statue outside Slugger Field?
Go look, Mark.
Paul Hornung. Yeah. Well, there's two. There's Paul Hornung in the outfield, and there's Pee Wee Reese out front.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Pee Wee Reese.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Paul Hornung.
He chose that one.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And why is he called Pee Wee? And I'll give you a hint. Wow. He was 5'10".
Because it's funny, because I used to play Little League. Mike Lindsay and I talked about this. Pee Wee Reese was at our Little League games because his grandson played at the Water Tower in Zorn Avenue.
Yeah. And Mike Lindsay's always like, yeah, Pee Wee Reese lived down the street from me. Or whatever.
And why would he have been called?
And like Hubie Brown, like Mike Lindsay lived next to Hubie Brown and Pee Wee Reese.
Yeah, I don't believe all his stories.
Yeah. Okay, you said a hint because he's 5'10". I mean, because he's short.
I'm saying that's short.
Yeah,
short.
that's not short.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, yeah. That's true. I guess it's not true.
I got to take this maybe my wallet. You guys do this for a second.
Okay. I don't know why his name is Pee Wee Reese. I would say, I don't know. Did he pee in the pool?
Probably.
Yeah. Did he get caught peeing in the pool?
Pee Wee. Pee Wee.
Maybe it's when he got out of the pool. Who knows? No, he was a champion marble player.
He is funny.
He's a champion marble player.
Champion marble player.
Yeah, and the smallest marble is called a peewee.
Oh, my God.
I did not know that. Okay, yeah. I don't make these things up.
Lee just made a great joke. Listen, Lee just made a great joke and didn't even crack a smile.
No, what?
He stayed focused. It was a hilarious joke.
It's because you don't want to play poker against
Lee. I'm a professional back here.
Yeah, he's a pro. I mean, he didn't crack a smile.
He will slay you with a joke.
So what was the answer? And I will tell the story of my wallet. I meant to tell that during the show today, but it's still unfolding.
Champion marble player. Pee-wee Reese was a champion marble player. Hmm. And the pee-wee is a marble.
Would not have ever known that.
Exactly.
All right, what are we getting next?
All right, what year did the wardrobe malfunction occur in the halftime of the Super Bowl?
Okay, it was the Panther Super Bowl. It was the one, right? I know it was the one the Panthers were in because I was laying in bed sick as I've ever been.
The first one?
No, it wasn't. If it was a Panther, no. Are we sure?
The Panthers were playing in that Super Bowl. I was laid up in my bed.
Okay.
As sick as I'd ever been.
Who was the quarterback for the Panthers?
It would have been New England. It would have had to have been New England in the Panthers then because I think they've only played two, and it wasn't the Broncos.
Okay, let me narrow this down. It was, it was before I got married, and it was a week later that I proposed. So I need to be able to get this here. So
what year did you get married?
2004? So I got married in July of 2004, fingers crossed. That would have been, I think, the Super Bowl in 2003.
Yeah, it would have been Panthers, Patriots. Yeah.
Are you saying you had a year and a half engagement?
That's what I'm trying to. It doesn't seem like me. It seems like I would. That's not my style. I think it's 04, though.
Because you'd know. I mean, wedding planning is ridiculous. Like, you go over every single thing and you got to ask the questions. Like, I'm done meeting.
Now, wait a minute. Was that a Florida trip or was that?
The Super Bowl was in, Houston, I think, is where it was.
It might have just been a trip. Might not have been. No.
04, 03.
No, it's not. Right there. Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Because Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. And I was so sick.
And he had just struck out on his own from NSYNC.
I'm more interested in the timeline of Drew's marriage.
Yeah. Now I'm having second thoughts that it might not have been before an engagement, because the engagement trip was to Hawaii. But I think this might have been a Florida trip, because we looked fantastic. We had both had the stomach virus, so we were ripped. You know, I mean, we had eaten like 4 days. I mean, you know, I think it was earlier. I think it was 03.
I mean, I think we should get some kind of points if we say, hey, it's Panthers, it's New England, it was in Houston.
Last second kick.
Yeah, like I can tell you.
This is where process.
Sanitary.
This is where process would know the exact one. So
okay, I'll give you half credit then, because the season 2003, the game was in 2004.
Okay.
So, all so around.
Was, okay, so 04. So it was for my Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
2004.
What is the famous drink that was invented at the Penn Dennis Club?
So that is
not the Manhattan. Not to be confused with the Poon Dennis.
It's the Manhattan. Definitely the Manhattan.
Manhattan?
Because
okay.
New Yorkers would go in from Derby.
I believe
and they wanted
right.
And they wanted a bourbon drink, but they bourbon was too strong, so they put sweet vermouth in it to sweeten it up, and they called it a Manhattan. It's like a backhanded thing.
Okay.
So do you think your crew's going to be upset with you if this is incorrect?
I don't know.
Or what, they won't care?
I don't know. I think they'll be upset. But it's the Manhattan.
Ooh. It is the Old Fashioned.
No.
All right. Well, I mean,
okay.
I did research, so.
Yeah.
So I'm good. Who is Robin Fenty? Robin Fenty.
Robin Fenty. I've heard this.
I have no clue.
No, I think it's going to be somebody we know. Is there anything Super Bowl related? Is there any?
I haven't heard this name in my life.
I'm not going to land on it.
All right, what singer is named, name is Robin Fenty? How's that?
That's I knew it was an entertainer of some sort.
Is it
Rihanna?
I was going to say, is it Rihanna? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that was the last one.
That's not as hot, Robin.
No.
I don't like that. So Blanky Baker was, you could tell Lee, he's writing, you'll bend the knee.
Well, I haven't been.
You'll bend the knee to Lee.
I haven't been.
I got one more. I'll go one more. Where did the Kelce brothers go to college?
Cincinnati.
Very good.
God bless the Cincinnati Bearcats, too.
Right.
Well, we didn't get what was on the corner of something that, you know, like
what used to be there?
Yeah.
But y'all flew through those when they were talking about the races on 5-0 Tuesday. So I gotta reassess my situation there.
You gotta reassess the situation.
And Texters, I will not forget you. I'm still doing the cut and paste. It's up to a radio show and find all of the terroristic demands of TuneIn, of call letters, broadcast location, frequency, the URL, station, the country, the city, and the website. Okay, I'm going to have it all ready for you.
Throw it all out
so we
that
can
way.
Get past this initial line of defense by these people. There's no taxation without representation, no streaming without, I don't know. I don't know. Pretty sure that 2004 is going to make the mixtape and the open.
Yes.
I was right, by the way. I was right.
You just weren't sure.
Yeah, no, but I was right on the year that I got married. I was right on that.
You got it right.
Because I remembered I covered the 05 Final Four at WHAS, and I'd been married about a year at that point.
Those were the days.
Based on when you cover the Final Four.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, I do, Mark. You know things based around sporting events.
Yeah, I do.
All right, well, Rummage, look forward to you guys here on
Thanks, y'all.
939. All right, appreciate it. Steve Rummage.
Thanks,
and we appreciate the bats over here, batsbaseball.com. Get those 3-game packs right now. And tell me who's talking about them. I'm going to hear about this for a while.